So we are now talking about AGI, artificial general intelligence, as opposed to just AI, which solves particular problems. ChatGTP, which everybody is talking about, is one implementation of general purpose technology that is called transformer. This transformer thing takes any set of data and translated them into general purpose. When you are using ChatGPT, you are essentially using transformer on top of a big data set of text, and now you have the ability to get answers from ChatGPT. Transformer itself, by the way, was invented by Google 2017.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Google has lots of stuff inside. Now, because of ChatGPT, they are now starting to put out some stuff, and Bard is the first example.
Now, the pace of this AI chatbot is stunning. I mean, it started off just a couple of months ago, I believe, with and then Microsoft got involved, and now Google is trying to have a rival. What's this impact? Why does it have such a great impact all of a sudden?
Well, I'm not sure if it has an impact. It has interest.
Interest.
That's the beginning. Because it's almost like magic, really. It's an amazing technology. It's very easy to use. Almost zero interface. You just log in, you have a box, you type in your question, you type in your request, and you immediately get an answer. The innovation of ChatGPT was the addition of the Q&A and the context. So it's not a single question, but you can ask continuous questions. And of course, that creates a lot of excitement in the world. OpenAI, the inventor of ChatGPT, is rumored to have an investment by Microsoft of $10 billion, plus a unique licensing agreement whereby in the Microsoft search engine, Bing, you will actually get the services of ChatGPT under the brand of Microsoft. So that's a wonderful thing. And obviously, Google is very, very concerned. And that is the time to open the warehouse and bring everything that they have. And they have some extremely interesting stuff.
But what's special about the Google Bard system?
So Bard is rumored. First of all, it's still what we call a rumor software. We haven't seen it yet. But according to the CEO who just published this notice yesterday, this is going to include concurrent information. That is, live information. This is a unique thing. ChatGPT, for everybody to know, has limited knowledge that stopped at the end of 2021.
Okay.
So it doesn't have new information. This should include new information. It's obviously going to be incorporated in the wonderful, amazing services that Google has. Plus, Google knows us much more from history of search, from Gmail, from other things that we use. So that can create another layer of adaptability that Bard will give us.
How revolutionary is this? I mean, some people saying it's going to threat some job markets and it's going to change our lives. Are you worried?
Okay, very good question, because I have a very good answer. This is a beginning of a change that happens once every 100 years. It will take 2 or 3 or 4 years, but because everything here is software, the speed of development of this AGI is amazing. ChatGPT has already released 4 versions in the 3 or 4 months they are alive. It's unbelievable. And the abilities of this is truly unbelievable. It's not just a technology which is the extension of man. It is a technology that potentially can think for us. Now, of course, there's lots of discussion, what is thinking and what is this and the ethics and all of that.
Is it sentient? Exactly.
Exactly. But the impact will be amazing, I think.
Is this as impactful, you think, as like personal computers, smartphones, the internet?
Much more.
Really?
Much more. Much more. Because at the end of the day, this is a technology that can be creative. It learns by itself. It's going to truly change, by the way, like other previous technologies, but in a much, much bigger way. In my mind, I'm not sleeping for the last 2 months.